This is the Sakar Merli of the 15th of February, 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father teaches you this elevated deity religion, Dharma, and elevated action, Karma. Therefore, no devilish acts should be carried out by you. A very clean intellect is needed. Question. When is the first sin you commit when you become body conscious? Answer. If you have body consciousness, then instead of having remembrance of the Father, you have remembrance of bodily beings. You continue to have impure vision. Negative thoughts will arise in you. This is a very big sin. You should understand that Maya is attacking you and that you should immediately caution yourself. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. Where did the spiritual father come from? From the spiritual world, which is also called the land of Nirvana and the land of peace. This is an aspect of the Gita. You are asked, where did this knowledge come from? You say that this is definitely the same knowledge of the Gita. The part in the drama of the Gita is played now, and the Father is teaching you this. These are versions of God. God is definitely only one. He is the ocean of peace. He also resides in the land of peace where we reside. The Father explains that this is an impure world, a Tamopratan world of sinful souls. You also know for sure that we souls are Tamopratan at this time. We have passed through the cycle of 84 births, and from Satopratan have become Tamopratan. This is an old and iron-aged world. All of those names are of this time. After this old world, there will be that new world. The people of Bharat know that the Mahabharat war was fought when the world was to be transformed. It was only then that the Father came and taught Raj Yoga. What was the only mistake they made? First of all, they forgot the duration of the cycle, and they also forgot the God of the Gita. Sri Krishna cannot be called God the Father. Souls say God the Father, so that makes him incorporeal. The incorporeal Father says to souls, "Remember me. Only I am the purifier. You call out to me, O purifier." Sri Krishna is a bodily being. I don't have a body. I am incorporeal. I am not the father of human beings. I am the father of souls. This has to be made firm. Again and again, we souls claim our inheritance from that father. The 84 births have now come to an end, and the Father has come. You just have to continue to say, "Baba, Baba." Remember Baba a great deal. Throughout the whole cycle, you have been remembering physical fathers. The Father has now come, and he is to take all souls back from this human world. Because human beings have become degraded in the kingdom of Ravan, this is why you now need to remember the Father. Human beings don't understand that it is now the kingdom of Ravan. They don't understand the meaning of Ravan. They just have the one custom of celebrating Dashera, burning an effigy of the ten-headed Ravan. None of you understood the meaning of it either. You have now received this understanding in order to give it to others. If you aren't able to explain it to others, it means that you have not understood it yourselves. The Father has the knowledge of the world cycle. We are his children. So you children should also have this knowledge. This is your Gita Pathshala. What is its aim? To become like this Lakshmi and Narayan. This is Raj Yoga. This knowledge is to become like Narayan from a man, Lakshmi from a woman. Those people sit and narrate stories. Here we study. The Father is teaching us Raj Yoga. Only at the confluence age of the cycle does he teach this. The Father says, I have come to transform this old world into a new world. It was their kingdom in that new world. It isn't so in this old one. It has to happen again. You have understood the cycle. There are four main religions. Deityism doesn't exist now. The deity religion and the divine acts have become corrupt. You are now once again being taught the elevated deity religion and elevated acts. So each of you has to pay attention to yourself. I do not perform any devilish acts, do I? No bad thoughts enter my intellect because of Maya, does it? I don't have impure vision, do I? If you see that someone has impure vision or negative thoughts, caution him straight away. Do not join forces with him. Caution him. You have those bad thoughts because of the interference of Maya. If instead of sitting in yoga and remembering the Father, your thoughts go to someone's body, you should understand that that is an attack from Maya and that you are committing a sin. A very clean intellect is needed for this. There is also a great deal of damage done through joking and laughing. Therefore, let only pure words constantly emerge from your mouths, never impure words. There shouldn't even be jokes or laughter. Not that you say, I was just joking. Even that is harmful. Don't even make jokes that have any odour of vice in them. Remain very cautious. You know about the naked sages whose thoughts don't go towards vices. They also live separately, but the mischief of the sense organs cannot be eliminated except with yoga. Lust is such an enemy that if your vision falls on anyone when you aren't totally in yoga, there would definitely be mischief. One has to test oneself. You have to stay in remembrance of the Father alone. Then no form of illness will remain. That won't happen when you stay in yoga. In the Golden Age, there isn't any kind of rubbish. There is no mischief of Ravan for there to be any misconduct. There, you have a yogi life. Here too, this stage needs to be very strong. When you have the power of yoga, all of these illnesses finish. There is great effort in this. To claim a kingdom is not like going to your auntie's home. effort needs to be made. It shouldn't be that you think, I will receive whatever is in my fortune, that's all. If you don't imbibe it, it means that you are only worthy of claiming a status of pennies. There are many subjects. Some get good marks in drawing, some in games. Those are common subjects. In the same way, there are also subjects here. You will receive something or other. However, a sovereignty cannot be granted. Only when you do service will you receive a sovereignty. Now, for that you need to make a lot of effort. It just doesn't sit in the intellects of many. It is as though this food is not being digested. There isn't the courage to attain a high status. This too is called an illness. You must also see but not see. Stay in remembrance of the spiritual father and show the path to others. You have to become sticks for the blind. You know the path. This knowledge of the creator and creation and liberation in life continues to spin in the intellects of those of you who are Maharatis. There is also the difference of day and night in the stages of you children. Some become very wealthy, some become completely poor. There are different levels of royal status. Otherwise, yes, because Ravan doesn't exist there, there is no sorrow. But there is a difference in wealth. There is happiness through wealth. To the extent that you remain in yoga, to that extent your health will remain very good. You do have to make effort. The behaviour of many remains like that of ignorant human beings. They won't be able to bring benefit to anyone. When the examination takes place, you will find out who will pass and with how many marks. Then at that time, you will have to cry out in distress. Both Bap and Dada continue to explain so much. The father has only come to bring benefit. You have to benefit yourselves and also others. The father has been called out to come and show us impure ones the way to become pure. So the father gives this Srimat. Consider yourselves to be souls. Discard body consciousness and remember me. This is such easy medicine. Tell them, we only believe in the one God, the Father. He says you call out to me to come and make impure ones pure, so I have come. You will not receive anything at all from Brahma. He is Dada, the elder brother. He isn't Baba. You receive the inheritance from Baba. It is not as though you receive the inheritance from Brahma. The incorporeal father adopts us souls through this one and teaches us. He also teaches this one. You are not going to receive anything from Brahma. The inheritance is only received from the Father through this one. The one who gives is only the one. The praise is only of him. Only he is the bestower of salvation for all. This one becomes a worshipper again from being worthy of worship. He was worthy of worship in the Golden Age, and he then took 84 births and became impure. Now He is becoming worthy of worship, pure. We listen to the Father. We don't listen to any human beings. The path of devotion is definitely that of human beings. This is knowledge, the spiritual path. Only the one ocean of knowledge has this knowledge. Those scriptures, etc., all belong to devotion. To study the scriptures, etc., all of those belong to the path of devotion. The ocean of knowledge is only the one Father. We rivers of knowledge have emerged from the ocean of knowledge, whereas those are rivers and oceans of water. You children need to pay attention to all of these things. Remain introverted and make your intellects churn them. In order to reform yourselves, become introverted and check yourselves. If you allow any bad words to emerge from your mouth, or your vision to be pulled to some form of impurity, slap yourself. Why did bad words emerge from my mouth? Why was the vision pulled to impurity? You should still slap yourself. You need to caution yourself again and again, for only then will you be able to attain a high status. Let no bad language emerge from your mouths. The Father has to give all varieties of teaching. To call someone mad is also to use bad language. Human beings say whatever enters their minds. They don't know anything about whose praise they sing. Praise should only be sung of the one purifier Father. After all, there is no one else. Even Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar cannot be called the purifier. They don't purify anyone. The one who makes impure ones pure is only the one Father. That pure world is definitely a new world, but it doesn't exist now. Purity only exists in heaven. He is also the ocean of purity. This is definitely the kingdom of Ravan. You children need to make a great deal of effort to become soul conscious. No stones or bad words should emerge from your mouths. Interact with a lot of love. Impure vision causes a great deal of harm. A great deal of effort is needed. Soul consciousness is awareness of the imperishable. Bodies are perishable. No one knows about souls. There would definitely be the Father of souls. They also say all are brothers. In that case, how could the Supreme Soul be seated in everyone? How could everyone be the Father? They don't even have this much sense. The Father of all is definitely only the One. Only from Him is the inheritance received. His name is Shiva. They also celebrate Shiv Jayanti, that is Shivratri. It is not said the night of Rudra or the night of Sri Krishna. Human beings don't understand anything. They would say all of those are His forms. It is His wonderful game. You now understand that you receive the unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. So you have to follow the Srimat of that Father. The Father says, "Remember me." Labourers should also be given these teachings, so that there is some benefit for them too. However, when you yourselves are not able to have remembrance, how would you enable others to have remembrance? Ravan makes you completely impure. And then the Father comes and makes you into the residence of that land of angels. It is a wonder. These things are not in anyone's intellect. Lakshmi and Narayan become so impure from being so elevated and divine. This is why the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma has been remembered. You can do a great deal of service in the Shiva temples. The Father says, "Remember me." Give up wandering around from door to door. Only this knowledge is for peace. By remembering the Father, you will become Satapratan, that's all. Continue to give this mantra. You must not accept money from anyone until they have become strong in this knowledge. Tell them, promise that you will remain pure. Then we can eat what you prepare with your hands. We can accept anything. There are many temples in Bharat. You can give this message to any foreigners, etc., who come. Remember the Father. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Never laugh or joke about things that have any odour of vice in them. Be very cautious. Let no bad words emerge from your mouth. 2. In order to become soul conscious, practice being it a great deal. Interact with everyone with love. Don't have impure vision. If your vision is pulled to impurity, punish yourself. Blessing. May you finish all mischievous games of childhood by staying in the stage of retirement and constantly keeping a balance of remembrance and service. To waste this invaluable time of the confluence age over trivial matters is like playing mischievous games of childhood. Those mischievous games no longer suit you. In the stage of retirement, the only things that remain are the remembrance of the Father and service. Apart from these, let nothing else be remembered. When you wake up, there is only remembrance and service. And when you go to sleep, there is only remembrance and service. Constantly keep this balance. Become Trikaldashi and celebrate the completion ceremony of childish matters and sanskars of childhood. And you will then be called one who is in the stage of retirement. Slogan: the sign of a soul who is full of all attainments is contentment. Remain content and make others content. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Solitude is physical and also subtle. Become experienced in the bliss of solitude and you will then no longer enjoy extroversion. In order to increase your aviat stage, have an interest in maintaining solitude. As well as having unity, also be one who has love for solitude. Om Shanti.